You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
It's going down right here.
FST, Fantasy Sports Today, Overtime Edition. Corey Parson, the Fantasy Executive, the All-In Kid, Jake Seeley, Wall Street, Matt Madiga coming up on the program today. Got some rivalries that we are about to reignite. Adam Ronis will join the program. Dr. Roto will join the program. Nothing really to talk to them about. Unless, you know, y'all want to call up and ask them some baseball questions. I'm cool with that. 844-843-6879. But I just haven't talked to the two homies in a minute, so we'll kick it with them, see where they're at as they get ready to make their debut on Monday on the Fantasy Sports Network, the Scout Fantasy Show. We'll talk to the two stars of that show coming up on the program today. We'll get each of them on respectively, so that'd be a good time. Also want to chat with and talk to my guys about the some of the things going on in the world of sports. All In Kid, Jake Seeley, you said whatever. Why is that?
Because I tweeted about them coming on our network, and they neither of them liked it or retweeted it. So, whatever. Screw you guys.
Oh, okay. So then the rivalry has already begun, Matt Madiga.
I like the match.
All right. So last night we did our Tout Wars Mixed League Draft, which takes place on the night of March 6th. We actually selected our draft slots last night. It went in order of finish. So I had
I was just trying to be correct here. Did you finish ahead of Adam Ronis?
I did finish ahead of Adam Ronis. So I was able to pick my draft slot before Adam Ronis. I picked the 15th pick in the draft. So I wanted to
What was your pick overall? Like, when did you pick to pick 15?
I picked 4th to pick 15. 15 is what I was going
really?
For. Yeah. If it would have been KDS, I would have went 15 also. I generally wanted to be on the turn at the back end of the first round. I think I'll be able to scoop up some offensive value in that slot.
I like it. I always want my Trout, but if you have 15, you have a realistic shot at say.
Gone, Corey? Sorry, Matt.
Go ahead, Mike. Matt,
well, I think Rudy had the number one pick, right? And he took Trout. He took one.
Yep.
Which I don't know. I think Scott. I saw only another thing I knew besides yours was Rudy had one and took one. I think Scott White had the second pick, and he took like 12th because he wanted to get one of the big four. I saw on Twitter. That was all I knew. But at 15, to me, as long as you feel comfortable with getting at least one of the pitchers in that 3-4 turn, I don't have a problem with it. Because, I mean, Chris Bryant may be there. J.D. Martinez, Francisco Lindor. You could start that range. I think that's a fantastic start.
So there you go right there. Off the board, Jake, was Rudy Gamble took the first pick. Scott White, as Matt mentioned, took the 12th pick. Ray Murphy took the second pick. I took the 15th pick. Then that guy Adam Ronis took the 10th pick. Where would have went? You would have went someplace other than 15. You would have went towards the top of the draft.
I would have taken probably. I'd probably taken 3 or 4, honestly.
I figured you was going to say that, and that I was thinking that.
Mostly because you know there's a chance that like I don't think anybody's going to, but there's a chance somebody doesn't take Altuve with the number 2 pick, and then obviously you get Altuve at number 3 if they say, oh, I want Kershaw, but it's still getting one of those elite. I think there's 4 elite players in my opinion.
So there you go right there. Oh, it's TI Thursday. I almost forgot.
I thought we stopped doing it.
No, Chris Pavone is on money today. When we
Bounty
come
on
back
it.
On the other side, I want to talk about taking championships away from people and how ridiculous that is. It's FSTOT right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
You want to get involved with the program today. You got fantasy baseball, keep questions, trade questions. You in a slow draft. You need help from an expert. 844-843-6879. FSTOT got the homie Adam Ronis joining the program probably in about 15 minutes from now. Dr. Roto coming up a little bit later on in the show. So get out your insurance cards, get out your co-pays. Yeah. TI Thursday. All right, so let's get ready to hop into this. I think this is one of the NCAA does a lot of stupid things, right? Mm-hmm. In this situation right here, they got going on with Louisville. Like taking away the championship because of infractions made on a 2013 team. Guess what, NCAA? That 2013 Louisville Cardinal team, they won the championship. You can take the banner down. You can take the wins away. You can erase it from the record book. But it's stupid. We all know who won the championship. Not to mention the fact, a kid broke his leg in half in the Final Four on national TV. That 2013 Louisville team, one of the nastiest injuries we've ever seen. That's a bad look. This is supposed to be done. You want to take wins away from somebody, take wins away from Rick Pitino. You want to chastise or criminalize somebody, chastise or criminalize Rick Pitino. To do this to the young men, even though some of them may have been the illegal players on this team, the NCAA, come on now. We all know that you are probably the worst entity in sport, not named the IOC. So big, big problems with the NCAA and the stupidity of taking away championships, Matt. It makes no sense.
It's beyond stupid. Nobody really cares anyway. It's like when they took Reggie Bush's Heisman away. The thing with, like, Pitino, I saw a picture yesterday. Does he have to get the tattoo removed on his on the back of his shoulder? You know, it's
he had a tattoo of Roy Orbison on his butt, too.
it's pretty asinine. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't, you know, clean the sport in any kind of way. So, I mean, you can do whatever you want to do. I don't get it.
Jake, this is ridiculous, Jake. Taking away championships from teams that we saw with our own two eyes win the championship. It's got to be a better way to punish Rick Pitino and the Louisville organization other than taking championships away from them, which is absolutely ridiculous.
No, so that's the other side of it. The fact is, I don't have a problem with it. It's because that's what the rules are. They're the rules of the rules. And if you break the rules, as you said, there were players on the championship team that were involved in the scandal. Rick Pitino was involved in the scandal. You can't really punish the kids now. They're not in the college. You could definitely punish Pitino a different way. But I'm with you. It's stupid because of that aspect only. It's not. It's tough because it's not stupid because of the rules. Like the way that the punishment came down, if you want to just take the punishment in and of itself, they got to find a better way to punish a school because, as you said, we all still remember them winning the championship. If we all talked about who won the championship that year, we would say Louisville. If we said, what does it matter now? It doesn't. I mean, most people don't even remember who won the championship last year, let alone 2 years ago, let alone the teams that lost the national championship to the other team. So to go back and that, you know, I understand it being the rule, but we got to find a better way because what is this stopping this happening again? Like, Rick Pitino's still there. If kids come in and have the same situation again and they win another national championship, they're off to the NBA or their next stage of life. What does it matter then anyway? So while I understand the rule, and that's what I don't think it's stupid for that aspect because that's their only recourse right now, there has to be, as what you said, your second point is what I'm sticking to, is there has to be a better way to punish because this is kind of like, you know, parents with kids, you know, oh, I'm going to take you away from your game time. And then they never follow through, or they do follow through, but it's something that doesn't matter anyway. Like, there's nothing stopping this from happening again.
You want to hurt people, I mean, if you really want to make examples and hurt people,
hit them in the pocket.
Yeah, have a rule where you are fined, you know, $500,000. Just, I don't know what the number is, but I'm just trying to throw something out there. Like, if they took $500,000 away from Rick Pitino, you know.
It might not happen again.
Yeah. Coaches started.
And, you know, honestly, the kids too. I mean, you sign contracts in life and like certain jobs and situations, you leave, they take money away from you. There's certain, if you get a judgment against somebody, and I'm sure you know this, Matt, if you go to court and you get a judgment against somebody, even if they have $0 in their pocket, like obviously you can't get, the quote is you can't get blood from a stone, but the fact is if that person comes into money, mm-hmm. that judgment stays with them for the rest of their life. The person can come and get their money. So I'm not saying that may be the best way to do it, but you know, every kid gets fined $10,000. When they get a full-time job and they have $10,000, the people come after them.
Yeah, I can't put it on the 18-year-old kids, especially certain kids that are in certain situations. And look, you do make the point. They are responsible too. I mean, we consider them adults. They have the right to vote and stuff like that. But I don't think it's fair to really put it on them. If you stop it at the level of the coaches, the administrations, or the boosters that are giving the money and providing the vehicle for them to allow to do this. It's not like Rick Pitino is taking the money out of his own pocket. There's boosters that are giving money to these kids or providing them with vehicles where they can go drive around. You know, if you see somebody who's in college and they're driving a brand new sports car around campus, everybody knows what's up.
As if it's not Johnny Manziel, you're right. So there you go, right?
I understand too, but you know it's got to be a little bit on them too to make the decision. Is knowing what's right and wrong. Like, yeah, okay, I'm not going to turn down a car or something like that. But at the same time, if I'm in that situation and know what it means, I would turn down a car. You know, somebody comes up to you, I stole $50,000 from a bank. Here, you want $10,000 of it? I mean, you just got to understand.
Leave that money alone.
It,
yeah,
it's your decision to also be involved in it.
And there you go, right there. Speaking of taking things away from your children, it's very difficult to do that. You know, like, my son get in trouble, I'll be like, I'm going to take your phone. And then I'll be like, I got to call him. What am I going to, here's your phone back.
that's what I'm saying. It's like that count of three and nothing ever happens.
Exactly.
Like, my sister, I don't have kids, but my niece and nephew, she's never counted the three in her life. There's no such thing. She tells you something, you don't listen. You might get a warning given the situation on something, but you don't listen the first time. That's it. You didn't listen. Punishment.
With me, it was different, Matt. Like Jake is right. With our kids, we never get the three. My mother though, she you're right. She didn't get the three. It was one, two, and then she was swinging. You feel what I'm
broken
saying?
Spoon over the head or yeah, something like that. Yeah. With those wooden spoons.
Yeah, it was swings.
I mean, growing up, that was like my dad. Oh, you're punished for a week or grounded, whatever term you want to use. After like an hour or two, I was no longer grounded. I was watching sports with him.
I'm
the
free
couch.
Again. You know what I'm saying? What do you know? So today, I believe the Golden State, we get back to NBA action tonight. NBA All-Star break is over. Teams back in play. Then they got about another 24 to 25 games left, respectively, on the schedule. So the Golden State Warriors are beginning ready to get into a East Coast swing. That East Coast swing includes a trip to Washington, D.C. to take on the Wizards. You know what else is in Washington, D.C.? The White House. You know what else champions do for the most part? They go to the White House to show honor for their championship. That is not the case, though, this year with the Golden State Warriors. As we start to see this more and more in sports where teams or players decide to forego their visit towards the White House altogether. Now, I understand, obviously, the reason why this is being done. You remember back in during the NFL season, the big Twitter storm between the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry, and the 45th president, Donald Trump. Now, today is that day. The Golden State Warriors will decide that they have going to spend time with children in D.C. Instead of making this trip to the White House. And what I'm curious as, and I'll ask both of you gentlemen, as a franchise, as an organization, you have the right to do this, obviously. But is it a level of disrespect to the office of the presidency when you are invited to the White House and you turn it down as a professional sports organization? I'm going to get the all-in kid Jake Seeley on this one first. Do you think, you know what, the Golden State Warriors, they have the right to do whatever they want to do as a team? Well, maybe a certain players on that team that did want to go. Because how many chances, how many opportunities as a civilian do you get a chance to meet with the president of the United States? Whether you like him or not, it's still the president of the United States. Jake, is it disrespectful for the Golden State Warriors to take this stance?
I don't want to go too far into this.
No, I know.
Only a few minutes later. I say yes. I will always say yes. I've disagreed with presidents in the past. I'm not a fan of Donald Trump, but it's still the position. It's still the position of it's the president of the United States. And when you're asked with something relating to the president of these United States and the White House, in my opinion, then people could disagree. That's what makes America great. I think people get too caught up, and it's either black or white. Nobody can ever compromise. And that's the problem we have in America right now, is everybody wants to be hard stance, and find no compromise and middle ground and try to talk through things. But my point is, I've been brought up, I believe my stance, and I believe in mine being the fact that it's the presidency, it's the United States. It's a respected position, no matter if you disagree with the person there or not. If you're asked in that to be the position, you should accept that position.
I mean, look, if you don't want to go, you don't go. A few years back, when the Boston Bruins won the Stanley Cup, goalie Tim Thomas did not attend because he didn't agree with the politics of that president.
Okay, there you go right there. But do you think it's disrespectful?
I think it's disrespectful in the fact that if you have the opportunity to be there, you should go. If you don't want to go, and I think maybe you'll see in the future some teams aren't invited.
Yeah.
You know, how, to me, it's really I really don't care about that
okay.
issue.
There you go right there. Matt Medica does not care. I've not been, obviously being working in Washington, D.C. for many years and being around New York City, I have met presidents before. And I'll tell you a story about the a time when I took a stand versus a, well, I thought I was going to take a stand versus a president. I'll let you know how that
you
went.
You and W were having beers?
You how you know it was W?
That was a lawyer.
So when we come back on the other side, that dirty, rotten scoundrel Adam Ronis think he know everything will join the program. It's FSTOT right here on the Fantasy Sports Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
TI Thursday, FSTOT, Fantasy Executive, the All-In Kid, Wall Street, Matt Medica. Having a good time. At least I was. But as I was saying yesterday, at the Tout Wars, we selected our draft slots, right? After I selected my pick, I picked 15. The guy about to bring on the program now.
The man, the myth, the legend?
I wouldn't go that far, Matt. I would not go that far. I'm not going to give him too much credit. He already comes in here with an inflated skull. He is the he'll be a part of the Scouts Fantasy Show. I don't know if he's going to be the lead host or the co-host. But he is my guy. I say that term loosely. Adam Ronis. Adam Ronis, good morning, sir. Welcome to FST Overtime. It's TI Thursday. Please do not start running your mouth recklessly.
You know I'm going to. First of all, TI Thursday, come on, man. Got to come up with something better than that.
Come on, Ronis, we had a good run with TI Thursday all through the football season. Do not come in here and start trying to take things away from our loyal audience.
I think I'm going to have to, but, you know, you talk so much trash.
And then back
it
up.
You don't back it up half the time.
And I back it up 50% of the time when it comes to you, I've backed it up.
50% of the time? That's pretty pathetic.
Ronis, you're 500 against me in our fantasy competitions, Ronis.
I'm not 500 against you.
Yes, you are 500 against
me, Ronis. You make these numbers up.
Ronis, we can go through the lineage, and we're 500 against each other, Ronis. With me having at least the latest. Well, no, you won a GST league, right?
Oh, yeah. And where were you in that? I told them, I said, look, I feel bad for Corey. I don't want to beat him in the same league. So put him in the other. The league. Hopefully, we can compete in the overall. I mean, you were in a league with Angle. Angle. We're talking Angle. And you didn't win. You didn't even make the playoffs.
Shout out to the King. The King did take down the overall and the championship in the other
division. And I think he shut Corey up, too, for a bit.
Ronis, that's hard to do. I have actually one question, then I'll pass it along to the rest of my homies. Obviously, the Scout Fantasy Sports Show starts on this network on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and it'll be Adam and his co-host, Dr. Roto. So with the 10th, so you selected 10, when you picked your draft slot for Tout Wars, Ronis, but you've won this thing twice, back-to-back as a matter of fact, much like my Golden State Warriors have not won back-to-back championships yet. They'll try to do that this year. But you've gone back-to-back.
You're a Golden State Warriors.
You've gone back-to-back in this competition. Yesterday, you selected 10. Why 10?
Yeah, to me, it doesn't matter where you pick in the first round. I was debating whether to go at 3. I don't like picking at 3 from what I've seen so far. And remember, this is an on-base percentage league, so that's going to change the value of some players. And there'll be a couple guys, I think, going in the first round that you don't see in typical drafts. So I just figured the middle of the draft, I was going to get a good offensive player unless I decide to go pitcher, which I don't think I am. I don't see a huge difference between 3 and 12 this year, and I think you can make a case for the first two rounds. I was going to take 14 to pick next to you, but I wanted a challenge.
You know what's funny about that? I thought you were going to pick 14, too.
I didn't want to, you know, make it too easy, so I decided, you know what, let me go a little bit away from him, and because I don't know who's helping you this year.
Oh, there you go. Stop it. Go ahead, Jake. At this point, I'm going to bring in all in.
No, I told you. I don't want to talk to Adam. I tweeted about you guys coming over yesterday. You didn't even like or retweet the tweet. Adam, come on, man.
That was a busy day yesterday.
Yeah, it was a busy day. Whatever. I got.
Oh, you get offended now, Bert? You're that sensitive? Someone doesn't like your tweet? No. You don't talk to them? Come on, man.
No. I was just about to give you a compliment. I was just about to say
go ahead.
It's very nice.
Give
to
me
let
a compliment. Let's
apartment.
Go, Jake.
Yeah.
I know it's hard for you. Let's see. Let's see what you got.
I appreciate you let me sleep in on your couch. That was very nice of you.
Okay.
I do enjoy Ronis coming on, just going full throttle ahead. Now, Adam, let me ask you a question. If this was a live draft, would you have taken 14 to sit next to the fantasy exec?
Oh, that's a good question.
That is a good question. I think, I probably would have, because then I could have really gotten his head and got him off his game. Not that, he's usually off his game when it's baseball anyway, so it's not like it would be much, but, I could always have him go get me refreshments, too.
I got one more question. A player that's going like early second round, maybe end of the first in some, but top 20 pick regardless. In this format, that's OBP. Where do you value Joey Votto? I almost called him Joey Gallo.
He's absolutely a first round pick, and I think he's gone in the first round in this format the last couple of years. His OBP was around 450 mm-hmm. last year. He just gives you a huge advantage. In fact, when you compare him to some of the first round picks, not all, he often has an advantage of about 100 points in OBP. So that's a big cushion that he gives you at that position that affords you to take some of those lower OBP guys later on. So I think you're going to see him go in the first round of this draft. I would say probably in the top 12 for sure.
All right. Talking with Adam Ronan, Scout Fantasy Sports. The Scout Fantasy Sports Show debuts right here on the Fantasy Sports Network Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you tune in and check in. This is where you find the guys at now. You missed them over on SiriusXM. It's because they're here now. They've been replaced by Roto Baller Radio with our Real Talk Ralph, and that is, from what I've heard, been pathetic. So the mornings over there have definitely gone down. Well, the mornings over there have gone down for over a couple years now in some of the bad decisions they have made. But Adam Ronan still worked for them, my bad. Well, with that being, forget everything I just said. Adam Ronan, have you had a chance to listen to Lonzo Ball's mixtape?
I have not.
Born to Ball. Are you
Born to Ball.
Born to Ball is the name of the mixtape. Born to Ball. You have not checked out any of Lonzo Ball's work as a rapper.
I have not. Have you?
No, I have not. I was going to see if I can come to you for a review. Are you a fan of Lonzo? Forget Lonzo. Are you a fan of LaVar Ball like I am?
I'm kind of indifferent. I don't really pay attention to what he says. I don't know. I think he probably gets blown up a little bit too much. I don't see why we have to care about what he says. We don't hear from other fathers of players. So, and I think it can be a distraction for that team at times. So I'm kind of indifferent. I don't really pay attention to what he says.
Adam Ronan's just about the numbers, Jake Seeley.
I never said that. I'm more than numbers. I'm about the cake too, bro. You know
oh,
that.
Oh, God. Here we go with this guy. That is yet to be proven.
That's yet to be proven?
Oh, gosh. Can we ask a baseball question? Is that okay, Corey?
Yeah,
is that right
course.
For you? Yeah. All right. So, hey, to get on a real page here, Adam. Malik Smith, are you cooled off after the high start of everybody getting super excited after the trade and now that they brought in Carlos Gomez?
I mean, I wasn't really high on him to begin with. These type of players are just the ones I don't want on my roster. I understand it all comes down to roster composition, and maybe you have so much power built in that you can absorb a guy that's going to give you very little in the power numbers. But I just like to get my stolen bases across the board. I don't like taking the D. Gordons and the Billy Hamiltons. I just think that in this state today where power is so plentiful, you need more of it to compete. People think the opposite. Well, there's a lot of power out there. I can get. No, you need more. And with steals down in baseball, you don't need as many. So I'm not going to be targeting Malik Smith if it works out that he's there real late. And he won't be now.
What's the price you would pay?
It would have to be I think I saw him go in the 11th or 12th round of a draft. There's no way I'm paying that. So I'm not going to get him.
I mean, you saw in labor. I got him in the 20s in labor, but I was thinking maybe like the 14th, 15th round now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got him there because he wasn't signed. Because we didn't know the Tampa Bay
situation.
We didn't know they were just going to get rid of everyone.
Right.
Well, Can I interject on a player that, we're talking about speed here, a guy who was, maybe a second, early third-round pick last year. Adam, what's your thoughts on Jonathan Villar?
Oh, I like him. I think he's a value this year. This was a guy that when he had that 62 steal season, I had him on several teams. Last year, I didn't have him anywhere. And obviously, he had a disappointing season. I think the key now is he going to be the second baseman? They said he's going to compete for the job. I think he's the guy. He'll hit at the bottom of the order, which hurts a little bit. But you're drafting him for 30, 35 steals. And you could put him at the middle infield spot where you can draft him this year. He can get double-digit home runs. It's not like he's a Billy Hamilton that's going to get you three home runs. He can get you 15. He had 19 2 years ago. This is a great Brewers lineup. So, yeah, I think Villar is a bargain this year. I like him where he's going.
Are you?
We got breaking news.
What do we got?
Oh, sorry, Matt. I didn't know you were following up, Matt. Sorry. No. I was going to say, Brett Honeywell just left the BP session upset with the trainer.
Yeah, that's never good. That's never good. Hopefully
it's not, or he just looked at the team behind him and said, "Are you kidding me with this garbage? I'm out."
Well,
just like he tweeted the other day.
So you and Matt could talk about him. That's why I brought him up, because he wasn't even there to talk about going with a 4-man rotation all the way through May.
Yeah, but I think that hurt. I think what they're doing now kind of cemented that Honeywell wasn't coming up until June or the Super 2 date, whatever that was going to be. Because, I mean, why would they start his clock? If they're, saving a million here and a million there or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think they were bringing him up to begin with. They've always been very conservative on bringing up their young arms. They don't want to get that arbitration clock ticking. So I think we might have seen him this year, but definitely not at the beginning of the year. But I know a lot of people obviously have been taking him in draft champions leagues.
All right, final few moments of the program, talking with Adam Ronis. The Scout Fantasy Sports Show debuts on Monday. Debuts this upcoming Monday. What's the day? Today, Thursday?
Today's Thursday.
Today is Thursday. You said it's TI Thursday. Do you pay attention? What is wrong with you?
No, he doesn't, Adam.
I know. It's apparent.
Bavona, get rid of this guy.
You don't have that cloud, bro.
Let's get
you
Dr. Roto. Bavona, let's get Dr. Roto. Let's go.
Oh, now all of a sudden, Dr. Roto, you got?
Adam Ronis, Monday at 1 o'clock is when you do your talking, Adam Ronis. Right now, Fantasy Executive is speaking, okay?
Right. I've been talking on this show for the last 10 minutes. I don't know what you're talking about.
Once again, Monday at 1
p.m. Take over Thursday. Ronis taking over the show. That's what it is. Take over
Bavona,
Thursday.
Bavona, lower his mic. Cut him, Bavona. There you go. Goodbye, Adam Ronis. Thank you. That was very painful to deal with. But that's Adam Ronis, Scout Fantasy Sports Show. Debuts Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't also forget Scout Fantasy. You can go over there to their game lobby right now. They got some baseball slow drafts going on. So they're the draft champion style. So go check those out right now. When we come back, another member of that crew, my man Dr. Roto. Get out your insurance cards. Get out your copays. Doc is coming up next. TI Thursday right here on FSTOT.
Friends, if you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Thursday, FST Overtime right here on the Fantasy Sports Network. Corey Parson, the Fantasy Executive. All-in Kid Jake Seeley. Wall Street Matt Medica. And now we welcome in my guy, my homie. He'll be on the Scout Fantasy Show also. Matter of fact, we just heard from Adam Ronis, so this is the guy that's going to be the leader, because Adam Ronis is not mature enough to be the leader. What's up, Jake?
That song always reminds me. Did you ever play the Def Jam fighting game?
Yeah, I did have that crazy game. I got that. Thomas Dean bought me for that game for Christmas.
That was
one year.
Actually one of the better fighting games of all time, because, hold up, the fact is that the beat went through the stuff and the area, like the surroundings, and you could actually punch people into it with the beat, and you could upload your own song, and like I thought it was like one of the best fighting games of all time.
I played it a couple times after she bought it, but I ended up putting it down early. I forgot about that, Jake. That was a good call right there.
The one where you could upload your own music to it and then actually sync with that. That, I mean, that technology at the time was amazing.
So I am looking right now at the champion overall leaderboard from the 2017 FFWC Scout Fantasy Online Championship, and I see the name of my next guest. It says $5,000 next to it, too, so I'll be trying to hit him up. It is my man, Dr. Roto. Doc, what's good with you? What's going on, brother?
Dude, this was a good year for fantasy football. I raked it in.
Oh, you raked it in. You had a good year. So who, I was going to ask you. I wish I could take a look at the team. Who were some of the people on? Was you on the Kareem Hunt train early? What did you have going on that really made it a good year for the Doc? Because I saw you was bouncing around the top of the leaderboard all year.
The funniest thing about this team was I drafted three running backs in the first three rounds.
Okay.
And I drafted two tight ends the next four rounds. So I literally had Gordon, Gurley, Hunt, Ertz, and Kelsey in the first, like, six rounds.
Nice.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, definitely unorthodox way to go about it, Dr. Roto, but you pulled it out, hauled in a nice season, so congratulations to you for that.
Yeah.
Now, with the Scout Fantasy Show coming back, 1 p.m. Monday is when it debuts, 1 p.m. Eastern Time Monday is when it debuts. Are you looking forward again to writing articles and having them edited by your new boss, Scott Engel?
I always look forward to the King's knowledge and his involvement in any way. I'm sure. So how you guys been doing? What's up, Jake? What's up, Matt?
What up, Doc?
How you guys? So, Matt, how many baseball leagues are you in? Like 47 by now?
Oh, is that for me? Yeah.
Yeah, that's for you,
Matt. I've been drafting since November 17th.
Oh, my God. Dude, I can't even think about baseball until, like, January, I tell you.
This year, I kind of, you know, I rode the football, you know, well into the end of it. It was a very successful season. But, you know, baseball is always on the mind.
Doc, I just want to know, are we going to have our 11-minute DFS segment where I got to call in from the deli?
Man, those are the good old days.
Dude, that's like OG right there, Corey.
Yeah,
that's OG.
Uh-huh.
So, but you know what's true? Jake and Dan Dobish, weren't they like the first guests we ever had on the DFS show?
That was the only guest we was allowed to have at first, Doc. We weren't allowed.
That's
we only could
point.
Talk to the Roto Experts people back in those days when we first started doing the DFS thing. And then the next year, Tony came on board, and then we just took it to a whole different level after that, Dr. Roto. Those were the golden days back at the mothership. Doc, let me ask you this. You've been getting into the Winter Olympics because I was under the impression that we need to pull out because we're not doing good at all. I haven't watched 1 minute of Olympic coverage, but I
so
do.
So how can you say that? You
because we only
any.
Got we only got 10 medals and the thing is almost over.
Oh, shut up, Corey.
All right, first of all, have you ever seen the Russian women's curling team?
No.
Whoa. Smoke show, dude.
Really?
First reason, you would love curling immediately. All right, secondly, Michaela, I mean, I watch a little bit here and there, you know, Michaela Schifrin, Lindsey Vonn. You know, if it's on, I mean, the problem is with the Winter Olympics, I'll be truthful. I could not do one event. I'm not a cold weather guy. I don't ski. I don't do anything with ice, dude, unless I'm drinking, you know, something with ice. So I look at the events and I appreciate it, but I can't do anything.
Well, Doc, can we talk about your labor team? I think that was interesting. You made the Gary Sanchez pick on the turn. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I explain that you're on the turn. Sanchez is a second-round player. All he gives you, even in the time he missed last year, was still extremely productive and hit all those home runs. But I just the question I have is, why not Chris Bryant?
Yeah, it's a great question. I didn't even expect Bryant to be there. I went in all in on taking Gary Sanchez with my second pick because I just figured I had to differentiate between me and everybody else. So, and I know that people will look at it and, you know, Corey, I've always taught Corey how you win these drafts is by making the biggest statement on social media.
There you go.
But yeah, that's true. But the truth is here, that wasn't what I was doing here. I was trying to, at 15, with all these really talented players, I mean, everybody in this league is an expert. I have to be different than they are. So Sanchez, if he gives me 35 home runs, that could be 20 more than any other catcher. It was a risk I was willing to take, Matt.
Doc, you took a lot of power. You took a lot of heat for that on social media, a lot of heat for that on the different fantasy media circles and networks and stuff like that. Like, people was coming after Dr. Roto about that Gary Sanchez pick, saying that you were trying to be cute with it. So I understand your reason, your logic. They can obviously it gives you an advantage as a catcher.
Hold on. Doc, you need to call him out on this. Like,
oh, boy.
Corey, you brought it up on this very show, and you were saying that you didn't like it. So don't say other people.
No, Corey knows me probably better than anybody on the radio because Corey knows what I'm able to do and not do and say and not say. And Corey knows that what I've said in the past. But here, this wasn't about making a statement. This was honestly thinking how to differentiate, because when you're picking at 15, I don't pick again for 30 more picks. So I'm sitting there and I've got to be in that high stakes mode, you know, where you're taking a guy way before you should. And I admit I did that a lot of times. Sanchez, Buxton, Berrios, Weaver. I needed to be ahead of the crowd because those guys were never making it back to me.
And there you go right there. Doc, you've torn people up after some of these drafts too, Doc. You've notoriously gotten on the radio after one of these drafts and going at people neck, Doc. So I had no problem coming for yours because
me?
You know it's all.
Do yeah,
yo, yes,
come
you have,
on.
Doc.
No.
Yes, you
I'm
have,
so
Doc.
Nice, Corey. I'm sweet.
Yes, you have, Doc. You really have. So there you go right there. How's everybody? How's Scott, Ian, and the whole crew at Scout at the whole Scout Army doing?
Everybody's good, and we've got a new site coming, scoutfantasysports.com. It's I think it's rolling right now, so very excited. We have a huge first guest coming on Monday's show. Did you hear about this one?
I think I heard. I talked to Atkins the other night, so I did hear some rumblings about
huge,
it.
Huge, yeah. Hall of Famer, baby, a Hall of Famer, somebody with a yellow jacket.
Does he have a Jerry curl, or did he have a Jerry curl in one
he
point?
He did have a Jerry
yeah,
curl.
Yeah, that's
he had
what
some
I thought it
cool
was.
Glasses, so yeah. we're looking forward to that, and we're just happy to be part of a. You guys, you know, the
well,
fantasy sports.
Well, I feel like
network.
You're home now, Doc, and the family is back together. I saw Lou Mayone outside a little
the
while ago.
The dysfunctional family? The dysfunctional family?
Yeah, it's a dysfunctional yeah. family. This is true. But one thing you don't have to worry about is Engel, because we got Engel tucked away in the house now. So you don't have to worry about Scott. He still breathed like Darth Vader on the microphone, though, Doc. I don't know if you knew that.
I've never experienced that.
So, Doc, we're bringing you back. I know you heard it because I saw Scott Atkins retweet the whole situation. I want to get you now that we're back together as a family. I want to know what was with that little underhand. Oh, Jake's made some trades last year in labor that led to his title. What was that all about?
I'm going to keep it real. Jake is one of my favorite people. You know that. This is just going outside. I thought there was a trade or two. I'm going to keep it real. That was very one-sided. And you know what trade I'm talking about. It was ugly. And it really propelled you to fantasy goodness. And I just, look, I'm not blaming you. I never blame you for making
it. Was it the other one?
You asked me a question, right? So I'm just saying, I don't blame people.
No.
But when I see a trade like that amongst experts, you're just like, was it the one with Stefania?
Yeah, there was two with Stefania. One I
lost.
They're
bad. They're both bad, dude. They're bad.
No, but
they're
see, bad. That's the thing. In retrospect, I ended up losing one of those trades.
But at the time, they were
bad. But see, and that's my point,
bad.
Though. And
one was really bad, dude. It was really bad.
You know we say this all the time, Doc, is the whole that's why we say you can't veto trades. Vetoes are ridiculous because at the time of the trade versus what actually ends up happening are two different things. So
right.
I agree.
That's true.
Like,
and look, the truth of the matter is I would rather be in leagues with no trading.
I am so pro no trade, Doc.
No trade, right? You know, no. There's no clue.
You traded with me too.
No. And you know what? Look, to be honest with you, I'm going to keep it real. I didn't really want to, but, you know, we're friendly and it's cold in the season. I made something that I thought was fair with you. I wanted you to go take your shot at the win. So, it didn't faze me. I wasn't winning, but I wasn't going to do anything to hurt the league. But if I could help you and not hurt the league, great. But the truth is, Matt, I don't want to be in trading leagues. Trades normally affect outcomes. And I don't like anything to affect an outcome except my draft and waiver wire picks.
Yeah, I'm definitely in that boat now. And once upon a time when I first started on the Yahoo Fantasy sites, I was the guy that had the most ad drops all year, most trades. And I'm not saying people shouldn't do it, but I do think when you have no trades, your draft is paramount. And that fab money every week, which, you know, Sunday night fab is the most stressful thing out there. And it just makes everything so critical.
Doc,
you know, I've quit. Yeah, what's up? No, I said I've quit home leagues before because seriously, I was the commissioner of a league that the trading was so bad I had to quit the league because I couldn't watch it anymore. I mean, I don't want to be in third place or second place and watch somebody make a dump deal and it affects the whole league.
Doc, which tout wars are you in this year?
I was in head to head last year. I'll be in head to head this year. I really don't love the head to head format, but Jake, are you in that again with me?
Yeah, at least we're fixing it this year. So at least we have a second roster move of the week, and it's also points this year. So it's getting better.
Yeah, the points is better. The whole thing, I don't know, last year, Corey, it was not only were you playing against the other person, but you were playing against the league. So it made it really convoluted because my strategy was to win 6-4 every week.
Yeah.
But that only put me like in fourth place or fifth place for the year because other guys were going 9-1 and 10-0. It was really hard to come back.
Did you finish behind Andrea Lamont?
She was good, dude. I think she finished like second or third
I thought she might have won the joint. Well, you know she's
pissed. No, Vlad won.
Oh, Vlad. Oh, shout out to Vlad, Roto Gut, Dr. Roto, Scout Fantasy Show along with Adam Ronis. Debuts Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you come in here, get the guys a holler. They'll talk plenty of baseball for you, I guarantee you that much. When we come back on the other side, we get ready to put a wrap to it. T.I. Tuesday right here, or Thursday, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Adam Ronis, please do not start running your mouth recklessly.
You talk so much trash.
And then back it up.
Back it up half the time.
And I back it up 50% of the time when it comes to you, I've backed it up.
50% of the time? That's pretty pathetic.
We're 500 against each other, Ronis. You won a GST league, right?
Oh, yeah. And where were you in that? I mean, you were in a league with Angle. Angle. We're talking Angle. And you didn't win. You didn't even make the playoffs.
Shout out to the king.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Final few minutes of the program. I guess I better find this fantasy fact to read. It's probably a good time to do that. Excuse me. How's everybody doing? Under the sound of the fantasy executive voice. Glad to have you along, FSTOT. Shout out to Adam Ronis and Shout out to Adam Ronis and what's the other fella name? Dr. Roto. Once again, they'll debut their program, the Scout Fantasy Show, on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, so you'll be able to get that good fantasy advice. Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pools, smaller fields, and single-entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NHL and NBA free rolls every week. Free entry. Simply sign up and enter. That's fantasyfactor.com. Single-entry contests only. Fantasy Factor. .com. All in, kid Jake Seeley. You were chuckling, but flatter prize pools is definitely a tongue twister.
No, I wasn't chuckling at that. I was chuckling. It's a good thing we're not on YouTube because they're putting me on camera while I was leaning over to the side, and then I went like this so they could see it, and then they put me back on camera again.
Yeah, they caught Jake leaning on YouTube.
Yeah, as long as you're not picking your nose, all's good.
That's cool, too. Matt Medica, what you got planned for this evening?
I have a lot of things planned, but it'll remain confidential.
This is stuff right here that Matt Medica can't get into today.
We'll leave it mysterious for my return on Monday.
Yeah, there goes Safa. She always speaks. She's so nice.
Yes, she's very nice.
She's very nice. All in, kid Jake Seeley, what about you? What you got today? You got anything special planned for this evening?
No, it's Thursday.
Yeah, you're right. It's Thursday.
Who's doing things on a Thursday night?
I gotta come back tonight. With we doing that game show with Craig Carton. So that game show is gonna go down tonight.
Which is what? What game show?
Well, they haven't decided on the name. What the name's going to be yet, but I think it's going to be called either Benjamin's a Bus or the Hustle. And basically, what it is we got a group that we give $1,000 to, right? And they have to spend it in 1 hour's time. But you can only spend $50 a pop, right? And you can't buy the same thing twice. So it's easier said than done. My daughter's mother said she could spend $1,000 an hour very easily. And I believe her. I've seen it.
What was that grocery store game show that used to be on TV?
Very similar to that.
You run around the grocery store for 60 seconds to try to get the biggest cart.
Yeah, there you go. Very similar to that concept, Matt Medica. Spending $1,000 in 1 hour. But only at $50 a pop.
Sounds like the Mets.
But you can only buy something once. So you can't buy like broken pitchers more than once. So the Mets probably wouldn't be good in it.
Yeah, they'd find a way to get broken prospects.
Do you attend opening day at Citi Field?
I've only been to Citi Field once. I've been back in New York for the last couple of seasons. Haven't gone.
Yeah.
But I would like to go this year.
Jake, are you a big opening day guy? Is opening day like one of your high holy days in sports?
I enjoy it. If you're talking about it, yeah, I sit down to try and watch as much as I can during the day. I'm definitely excited for that. By the way, update on Brett Honeywell. Definitively an arm-related injury and potentially a major concern.
There you go right there. It has started already. So get ready for it. To me, it seems like baseball has more injuries than football.
No, but it's kind of like when you see like in football where the guy just was practicing and non-contact injury, the ACL was torn. We're going to see this with pitchers walking off the mound. You know, they're going to throw a pitch and all of a sudden, boom.
Jake, you doing the On Target podcast today?
Yep.
Sound thrilled about that.
Sounds like that old commercial. I'm excited.
The only kid very happy to be doing this podcast today is what I'm drawing from this commentary. Fantasy executive getting ready to pass it off. Y'all hang out for a little bit. Myself, Mr. Sussman, and Jake. We got the Roto Experts podcast coming up. We'll be on FNTSY YouTube Live with that. If you don't get to check it out then, you can download it wherever you download your podcast at. For the exec, for Matt Medica, for everybody on the fourth floor. Hey, holla at you for the week, Matt. We out.